Greenpoint Ag in Memphis, Tennessee covers many southern states and a lot of different crops from corn to sugarcane, cotton, sorghum. With this diversity, Greenpoint offers many tools to their growers, including their mobile and Compass Learning Lab, which makes farmers' jobs a lot easier with this technology. I'm Ashley Davenport, and this is the Ag Pro Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Ag Pro Podcast. I'm Ashley Davenport, and if you're an ag retailer or involved in ag retail and you have a topic that you'd like me to cover, you can always contact me on Twitter at AshD926, or you can send me an email to adavenport@farmjournal.com. This week, we're headed down south. I'm talking to Ben Carlisle. He's the Agriculture Technology Manager for Greenpoint Ag down in Memphis, Tennessee. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Talk a little bit about what you do. I've been told you're the technology expert down there at Greenpoint.
I wouldn't say expert. If you want to talk about what I do, you could say I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. So what I was hired to do about 4 years ago was to build a technology platform for Greenpoint Ag. This was a time where we saw our customers were looking for the next step, and we needed a formal program. And so when I mean a formal program, a precision ag program. And then since that time, we've developed an ag technology team of about 12 individuals that work in the fields with the customers. And my role is actually kind of changing, moving more into the digital realm around digital interaction with our customers and then also e-commerce platforms.
Okay. So, Ben, did you get started? Do you have a background in ag, or were you just technology focused and brought into ag?
No, I was born and raised on a farm growing up, and then I had the opportunity to work for two John Deere dealers, one in West Tennessee and one in Southern Indiana, and then had the opportunity to work for Winfield United. So I kind of have a unique background in that I understand the equipment side of the business, the wholesale side of the business, and now working with the retail side of the business.
Yeah, so you really have had your hands in a lot of different things. So, Ben, you're down in Memphis, but from what I understand, you're not focused on Tennessee. You've got other states in the mix too, right?
Yeah, so when you look at our geography, we've got locations in El Campo, Texas, and Port Lavaca, Texas, and then we start along the I-10 corridor in Louisiana and move north up to the Missouri Boot Hill, and we have a location in Kentucky, and we are actually in the process of merging with our first Tennessee co-op that'll give us our first Greenpoint Ag retail location in West Tennessee.
That's exciting! With locations in Louisiana and Texas and obviously Tennessee, you've got some cotton. Do you have sugar cane?
We do. We do. Our southern Louisiana stores do.
Wow. So quite the variety.
It really is. And you know, what's exciting is working with technology with sugar cane growers. You know, when I started this, I was told that technology really didn't have a place in our sugar cane market. And what we're finding out is quite the opposite. We started using programs such as Climate's FieldView, paired with our Encompass program, and you know, really able to bring insights on that acre in that market.
So would you say that's kind of an untapped market with technology and sugarcane?
I would. I'd say it's untapped, but you know, for me, it's also a pretty large learning curve to learn the sugarcane market, and you know, it's exciting is what I'll say.
Cool. Well, Ben, going online, Greenpoint offers a whole variety of ag tech tools, which I'm pretty sure is reflective of your farmers' needs and of the diversity that you guys have in your crops that you cover, right?
Yeah, it does, and that's, you know, when you look at our market from South Louisiana, Louisiana with the sugarcane guys up through the Mississippi and Arkansas Delta to the Boot Hill, we have various crops. Could be corn, soybeans, rice, cotton, sweet potatoes, peanuts. So it's diverse, which means that every acre is different. I guess with every acre being different, we have an opportunity to use different tools, different technology tools on that acre.
And what are some of those tools that you offer to your growers?
So we offer soil sampling. We can ingest variable rate fertility data or write variable rate prescriptions, seeding scripts, tissue sampling. We carry soil moisture probes all the way to yield data analysis and then breaking that down into a dollars per acre. So we have a new tool that we use that tells us, hey, did we get a return on our investment on that acre? So that's something that we're finding resonates really well with our customers.
That's very exciting. Technology is mobile. You've got your phone in your pocket. You can go anywhere with it. But something that I haven't seen before that you guys offer with Greenpoint is your Encompass Learning Lab, and that's mobile. Talk a little bit about that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so that was, I don't know, that was a wild thought that we had, and it came to fruition. So, you know, one thing working with John Deere dealers and then also with Winfield United, I saw a need for a place where customers could go to learn how to use the technology that we were bringing to them. And, you know, so when I say use the technology, learn the button clicks to look at their data. So it's my belief that a grower's data is his, and he should be able to view it at any time. And so to do that, we had to train, you know, offer a way to train our customers to look at their data and to I guess, gain insights from it, right? So we decided to come up with the mobile learning lab. So it's a 32-foot gooseneck trailer. It's got Wi-Fi, air conditioning, heat. It's got 8 computers in it. So we got 8 workstations along with a teaching station. And it really can go anywhere. We've had it at a customer shop where we've set up early in the morning. We've brought their employees out or the customer, and we've walked through what's been requested of us. Then they walk out the door, go back to work, and we pack up and we go to our next stop, or we've had it at trade shows and then our locations also. So it's a really versatile tool that we've got, and we're excited to have it out and to be able to train our customers with it.
So you're talking about what's been requested of you to teach these growers. What have been some of the things that you've taught them or have been asked that they want to know more about?
When I was working with Winfield United, I had the opportunity to attend an event, and the customer, he laid it out pretty easily. He said, hey, I want somebody to take the 750 pages of data and give it back to me in one page. And that resonated with me. And so, you know, when we look at the various data layers that we have and that we can use to bring insights on the acre, a lot of people don't understand how to put it together or how to derive insights from those data layers. And so that's what we, you know, wanted to train our customers is, how do you get to your data? How do you gain insights from it? Because if we're not using it, then it doesn't do any good. We're collecting data just for the sake of data. So that's what ultimately we're training on, is how to access it and how to put it together and get to that end story.
And that's something that I've been hearing more and more from people, is there's all this data and farmers are trying to figure out how to use it or how best to use it. So what do you do, Ben, to funnel those pages down into one to show a farmer, hey, this is what you need to be doing, or this will give you a good ROI?
I guess when you start a conversation, one thing that I like to do is to set a goal. And it's a goal past increasing dollars per acre or increasing my yield, right? So what is that goal? Is it 5 bushels or is it 10 bushels? So once we have that goal set, then, you know, trying understanding those data layers. So what of the data layers is noise and what is relevant to our goal? And that's where we really start to dig down. And, you know, when you look at all the available information, there really is a lot of noise out there, and understanding what is the good data out of that noise and what is the bad data. So that's something that we try to help our customers with is to get to that end goal.
And Ben, filtering out some of this noise, is this one way to get more farmers to have precision ag on their farm? Talk a little bit about that.
It is one way. I think the biggest thing to adopting precision on a farm is knowing that it's going to work, to know that I'm not going to go through monitor troubles, to go through maybe data outages on devices, trying to transmit that data back to the cloud, that, you know, all of this goes together and we're there to back them up. And so I'd say the biggest thing is to getting customers to adopt precision is showing that it works. And that's just boots on the ground. And, you know, you take one field at a time and, you know, eventually you've got the whole farm.
Can you or anyone else really get ahead of the curve when it comes to ag tech? So is there anything that you or anyone can do to identify what could be a need in the future and try and get ready for that now?
I really think that's a loaded question. You know, I wish I had a crystal ball, right? So we don't. But I would say, you know, what do we do at Greenpoint to stay ahead of the bell curve, if you will? So we're constantly looking at new products. I'm a believer. I like to look at startup companies and see what they have to offer. I don't mind being on the bleeding edge in developing new tools for our customers. But, you know, I'd say ultimately you have to be in touch with your customer base and what is driving them. Where do they see value in the long run? So if I were to get ahead, it would be because my customers are telling us, you know, where we need to go and what we need to do. So I think that's really, you know, relevant to the location that you're at.
And at the end of the day, all of these tools that you offer, it's to make farmers' jobs easier and more efficient. So talk a little bit about that.
So I'll tell you that if you think that precision ag will make your life easier, you're probably wrong. When I look at precision ag, it tends to bring more questions than answers. But they're questions that are worth investigating, and it's an opportunity to learn something new. So, you know, once you dive into it, is it making it easier? Maybe not. But what it is doing is it's bringing us insights on that acre that allows us to manage in a different way. You know, growing up on a farm, we did things because that's the way you do things. And today's and today, maybe you need to change. There's new genetics out there. There's new chemistries out there. There are new ideas out there. And so, you know, while I'll say it probably doesn't make it easier, it makes us better at our decision making, and therefore probably makes us more efficient.
Ben, if someone wants to get a hold of you or Greenpoint, where do they go and how do they get in contact with you?
So they can go to www.greenpointag.com, and we have a contact us link, and you can fill that out, and usually everything gets back to me, or either you can shoot me an email at ben.carlisle@greenpointag.com, and be happy to answer any questions someone would have.
Fantastic. Well, I have been talking with Ben Carlisle. He's the Agriculture Technology Manager for Greenpoint Ag in Memphis, Tennessee. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with me today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening today. I'm Ashley Davenport, the host of the Ag Pro Podcast. If you have an ag retail related topic for me to cover, send a tweet to @AshD926. I check my email too, so you can send a note to adavenport@farmjournal.com. New episodes are available every Wednesday on the AgriTalk app or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And I hope this is one of your favorite podcasts too. So until next week, stay safe out there.